The people of Grafton, New Hampshire, find themselves at the center of a libertarian movement that could attract hundreds of people. A group opposed to taxes and government has plans to buy land and settle down in Grafton. Organizers of the Free Town Project figure if they get enough people to move to one small place, they'll be able to sway its politics. This is a splinter group from the Free State Project, which aims to do the same thing on a state level. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
For the Free Town Project, Grafton, population 1,200, fits the bill. There's land for sale, and longtime residents like Lisa Rojak appreciate their privacy.
You are free to do what you want on your own land. You want to be alone, we're a town of hermits, really.
But she says Grafton doesn't have the infrastructure to support so many new residents.
I mean, they say they want to privatize the road. Okay, who's going to get up at 5 in the morning when we get, 2 feet of snow overnight? Who's going to plow?
The Free Town Project wants 200 libertarians to move to Grafton. That's enough to swing local elections and dupe the local planning board, even public schools. Florida libertarian Zach Bass helped scout out Grafton.
It's not right to force someone to pay to educate someone else's child. I would like to get rid of the entire state government school system altogether.
Bass and other libertarians want to legalize what they call victimless crimes. Drug abuse, prostitution, and pornography. And that has Grafton residents very concerned. It doesn't help that the most vocal free towner, Zach Bass, is a former polygamist with a criminal record. The rumors are flying in Grafton. Town manager Bonnie Harbrick organized a meeting so residents could ask the free towners questions.
In my 15 years here, I've never seen a crowd this large, not a town meeting, not at any controversial issue.
The old one-room schoolhouse that serves as the town hall couldn't fit everyone, so they all moved to the volunteer fire department, backed out the fire engine, and set up folding chairs in the garage.
We've invited members of the Free State Project, the Free Town Project, and the Libertarian Party.
Mike Laurie of the Free Town Project told the townspeople that most libertarians are not like the hotheads on the internet. They're hardworking and family-oriented.
These are the kind of people that you would be proud to have as neighbors. I got to tell you, don't judge us all by Zach Bass.
The Free Towners claim that they have no agenda besides limiting the role of government to protecting life, liberty, and property. Free Towner Tim Condon flew in from Florida to calm their fears about legalized prostitution.
We want freedom-loving people to come together and move here, and then it's up to them and you.
Several townspeople asked why, if Freetowners liked Grafton so much, they didn't just move here on their own. Mac Warren came up from Georgia 5 years ago.
I didn't go up and down the streets in Atlanta saying, hey, come with me so we can get a block together. Why don't you just move here? Why are you going to bring all these other... What is it you're trying to do?
After the three-hour meeting, the Free Staters stood around wondering what they had done wrong. Tim Condon was already having second thoughts about moving.
I thought the people of Grafton would welcome us with open arms, say, gee, we don't want bigger government, higher taxes, zoning, and people telling us what to do with our property.
Condon says the Free State Project will survive the poor reception in Grafton if they can distance themselves from the extremists on their website. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.